Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a part of the fellowship of the unashamed. I have Holy Spirit power. I've stepped over the line. The decision has been made. I'm a disciple of His. I won't look back, let up, slow down, back away, or be still. My past redeemed, my present makes sense, my future is secure. I'm finished and done with low living, sight walking, small planning, smooth knees, colorless dreams, tame vision, worldly talking, cheap giving, and dwarf goals. I no longer need preeminence, position, promotion, applause, or popularity. I don't have to be right first, tops, recognized, praised, regarded, or rewarded. I now live by faith, lean on His presence, walk by patience. I am uplifted by prayer and labor empowered. My face is set, my grade is fast, my goal is heaven. My road is narrow, my way is rough. My companions are few, my God reliable, my mission is clear. I cannot be bought, compromised, detoured, lured away, turned back, deluded, or delayed.
Evening Blog Talk Radio. We got you here just in time to get started. Here we go, Facebook Live. Peace, love, and brotherhood. Got a notification there and everything. Awesome. Kathy Kaidaroni.
Wow, you are quick, girl. You're there before
it's
we
so
are.
Good to have you here with us, man.
Yes, it is.
It is good to have you with us.
Yes,
wow.
It is.
Wow.
And Mr. Mike is here. Hello, hello.
Mike Tony's here? Well, wow. Praise God.
By the first year. Almost, Kathy.
No, Kathy was here first.
Was she?
Oh,
I,
yeah,
have
I, can, a, I have it right here.
I have Mike first.
So. Yeah, I like that.
So you
camera.
Guys probably came in across the line together. So, yes, both first here. So you get to sing a duet.
Since you are here first, Kathy, you get to sing the lead, and Brother Mike will harmonize with you.
There you go.
And he's going to be playing the comb. Good to have you guys.
It is.
Yeah.
Line up the shot.
People will be like, I knew there was something wrong with that group over there anyways.
They're just always laughing.
Hold on. I need you to talk. I got to send another text.
Okay. Well, I'll walk you through this right now. I'm sharing with people that...
Well, I'm sharing too, so you need to talk while I share this time.
I'm talking while I'm sharing. Explaining what I'm feeling.
The joy of sitting down in front of a camera with your relationship every night and welcoming the whole world to see how you act.
And so there, we're sharing with people that typically have a hard time getting connected and then sharing over to pastors, a regular case, so people that go there go to come over to Community of Faith. And then we share on the phone with a couple of people that don't do the computer thing as well.
Probably shouldn't say things in the comments, but I think everyone knows what it's like. Now, it looks like Mike's playing Frogger or something. Is that Frogger? Or are those candy bars?
I don't see anything.
Letters on back. Have resort after resort to bribes. Yes. Yes, tonight we are talking about the sins of the flesh. Listening to Dr. Charles Stanley. Dr. Charles Stanley is a mighty man of God for many years. And a man that's walked through some serious battle and still maintained his place. I was expecting you to call today since Leanne and I became your therapy people.
Who is that? I'm not seeing any comments yet.
You asked us if we would be your therapist, so we said yes. But I don't know. You can say that word one way. I say it another. The rapist. It's just however you put the emphasis on the proper syllable, all right? And that it looks like the rapist or therapist. Anyways. Hallelujah. Glad to have you with us, Kathy. Glad you're able to be with us tonight. That's awesome. That's awesome.
Okay, there's that, and now I'm ready for YouTube.
We've heard a lot of people sing, Kathy, and so far we've not been freaked out about any.
Nope.
Oh my goodness.
Oh. Perfect. No. Chocolate. Are you fasting chocolate and ice cream?
Sister Phyllis K. Raymond, we're looking for an update from you, ma'am. We're all laughing and having a good time. If you give us an update, we're going into prayer.
Is he still preaching, Charles Stanley?
No.
No.
No. Yeah, you're probably going to be better off just listening to bunch of preachers, Kathy. Don't worry about paying them guys. They get paid to keep you coming to them. That's how they get it. Some of them, not all. I better make sure I make my statement right here. But if their first thing that they do is not open the Bible up and bind the devil, then I don't know. Kathy's first night, you said we sang Waymaker in 5 different keys. And there was only 2 of us singing. I take that to mean we were singing 2-part harmony each. Yes, he did just step down as lead pastor, yes. Yes, he did. She had a surgery? Oh, my goodness. I had no idea we was praying for surgery.
Oh, I didn't either.
My goodness, Father, in the name of Jesus, we speak over Everly. We declare that there is healing in her little body from surgery in the mighty name of Jesus. We declare our words are more powerful than that medical world. And there is life and life more abundantly to Everly right now. And she goes home immediately and gets out of that hospital. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, bless her mom and dad. Bless Sister Phyllis. We declare Phyllis has the promise of her family to 1,000 generations.
Amen.
We declare tonight and every night. Oh, do not do that to me. I declare every one of us goes to war on this battle right here in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, we hook our faith with Sister Phyllis and every one of the believers here tonight, that our grandchildren are covered in this 1,000 generation, and that our generation of grandchildren being born will be healthy, and the hospitals and the medical staff will not create more trouble for them. In the mighty name of Jesus. I don't know if you can tell, but throughout this last year, I have earned a very thorough, complete disdain for the medical field.
Yep.
How about you?
Me too.
I'm telling you right now.
I've had for a long time, but just continues to get worse.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now, all right, I'm going to have to go to Brother Mike. 1,000 generation. I want that verse. The promise of your children. All right, if you know where the verse is, you have a promise of your children to 1,000 generations. There it is. Deuteronomy 7:9. Therefore, know the Lord your God. He is God. the faithful God who keeps covenant and mercy for 1,000 generations. All right. With those who love him and keep his commandments. Somebody say, glory be to God.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
What are you wanting?
You too.
Oh. Shannon Tony.
Shannon.
Shannon.
Hello.
Deuteronomy, blast onto the scene, and there it is, the verse. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. We all love, know Rebecca loves peanut M's and M's.
No likey, Mikey. I thought
you talked about the chocolate-covered
peanuts.
You know, when we get to heaven, we got to ask God to play, to roll the tape for us of what's happened throughout this year. Now, it'll go fast. Because the day is at 1,000 years and 1,000 years a day. But, so we can see all the background going on. The way all of our fun and enjoyment is, we got to see the demons just being knocked off in the ditch and out in the woods in the prairie. And they're like, what happened? Well, it was the M&M comment. Really? Yeah, yeah, yeah. And we'll all laugh. And I said, hey, look at Mike. You said peanut M&M.
We're walking through the desert taking stones at each other. You stupid. I can't believe you. You're completely ignoring us.
Amen. Bless the Father. Now, wait. I got to catch up with Phyllis. You guys are making me happen. I got to get caught up with Phyllis here. I have one ladder, and I'm using it here because we got it. Phyllis, thank you for your prayers. Wait, there was another. There it is. They got most of the affection out, but they'll be putting a drainage tube in her next Monday. She's 1 month old, for goodness sakes. I declare in the mighty name of Jesus, this child is filled with the strength of Almighty God.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen. There will
Father,
be no more issues.
We know the day's coming. And we declare, and now is, that we speak. And whole surgical sutures are just totally removed, surgery gone, and they're healed.
Amen.
The Bible says that immediately they were at the other side. I say, Everly, immediately you are at the other side in the mighty name of Jesus. I feel like I'm supposed to be praying for something else.
I think
we Cal Griesick's family.
Oh, I was
going to
say, I think we've just been
and Jacob and Jacob's family. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. All right. Oh, it is Friday night, isn't it?
It is.
Well, since she can't have M&M's, Mike, I brought Junior Mints. And in case those don't work, I even brought the Whoppers. Sister Leanne went to the store today. Wow. Now, for those of you who are new here, you might can say, what is with these guys, M&Ms and ladders and all this stuff they're talking about? Well, this is just one of the coolest groups of believers that you'll ever find. filled with the love of God, the joy of the Lord. And we study the word very seriously. We're like radical believers here. And yeah, I see that, Father. Amen. Dan Cottle's with us tonight. It usually happens with me. You're curious about the ladders? Brother Mike, Sister Kathy doesn't know about the ladders, so somehow we have to give her a quick answer. The ladders are for people who make posts and dig holes with their posts, and then they don't stop digging once they start. So there's only one way to get out of the hole, and that's throw them a ladder. There's times Brother Mike will throw out like 8 or 10 ladders because they dug such a deep hole. And Sunday Geyser's here. Welcome, Sunday. You got YouTube fastened down. Hey, Brother Leo, if you're over there, shoot me a text. I love you, man. Love all you guys from YouTube stopping by and seeing us. Studying with us every night. You guys are good, solid believers. So anyways, it's a good statement, Kathy, for people that just dug a hole with the last post they got in. Sometimes we just say it. Oh, pastor likes to do Wait. You didn't have to call me out, brother. Wait, Mike. It even gets better, okay? Because I have to have chocolate to help her get out. To get me out of the hole. When she was at the store today, she bought me a lot of chocolates just for herself. Oh, goodness sakes alive.
I hadn't checked your stash to see what was still left in there.
It's like public domain now.
Our Sunday is here.
I'll tell you what. You come on here, you're a tough cookie. And we got Sister Mary Pasterick and Rebecca Smith.
Wow.
We got Wilma Tony and Velma Tony. We got Becca Chapman. When this thing gets going, it gets real serious. Ashley, I mean, God give us a good bunch of people that just loves to have a good time. None of it's done out of a bad heart. I think that's the best part of it.
Yeah.
All right, well.
So funny. Yep, and we're all going to live on the same block when we get to heaven. It's just going to be the COS block, and we're going to have a blast.
Chocolate's right across the street.
Hop on your skateboard, Rebecca, and head on over. We'll wait.
She can tell you how many feet down the aisle it starts. So if you're at Rebecca's and she says go across the street, 5 steps in, 3/4 of the steps down, look down to your left. On the third hanger, you'll know how to get it when you get
there. I have no chopsticks with Stan Davis.
I know.
Wow, both of you guys.
And
oh,
look.
My goodness.
And look, my and I don't have no coffee either. I drank. I drill a hole in that thing. Bless you, Sunday. Thank you.
Seriously, taking it over. You have high octane caffeinated holy water.
Listen, for all of you that are fasting chocolate, please don't surrender just because we're talking about it. The Bible says not to do anything to cause your brother to stumble. We were talking about chocolate for one last stand before we all started fasting ourselves. Hey, Velma, Osborne, Welch, and Joy, and Mikey, and Claire, and the dog and the cat, whatever they were. Love you guys.
Yes, we do.
Love you. Good night. Well, we got a little bit of work to do before we get to studying because we got quite a few prayers to pray tonight. And I declare tomorrow is Rolled Ice Cream Day in the land of the Tonyites. It's only 5 minutes to run next door to the dollar store. Yeah, but you better hurry because they close at like 8 o'clock, don't they? That's the last post for Rebecca for 12 minutes.
Yeah.
Somebody time how long it is before Rebecca comes back out with another post. Them dollar store people are nice people too, aren't they? They're friendly folks. Hallelujah. Well, let's do this. Let's rise. We'll honor the troops. And when we come back, we've got to pray for several families that have had the loss of a loved one. And pray for those that are fighting the battles that we're helping them fight and win. And we'll get started and roll into this evening. Our title for tonight is Thy Sins Be Forgiven Me. Well, everybody. Now, Kathy got real quiet. We didn't mean to say anything out of order, Kathy.
She's eating chocolate.
You have to have been here at least 8 months before we start counting the time between your posts. Oh, you know, thank God we get to have fun. Oh, my.
I'm just listening, drinking my tea. All right.
Like the one guy said, he who learns to walk away will live to see another day. It's like, nah, ain't a part of that one. I can tell you that right now. That's going to be really rough right there.
Oh, my goodness.
Her back is just hustling.
She'll come back five different times. She didn't want to take the time to make a decision.
we love you so much. We're so glad you love us.
Oh, my God. Pledge allegiance. Okay, here we go.
Oh. Oh, time's up.
Time to get up. Oh, wow.
Time's up, Rebecca. All right, don't worry. I'll click the button. You got 9 more minutes now.
We got a bunch of... Oh, they were talking about Whoppers.
Happy, oh, my goodness. All right, now I tried this a minute ago, and I got to get back here. Oh, them milk duds are amazing. We get them right over here at the corner store, but we're a little bit farther than 5 minutes away. Although the other night, right before the program started, like I said, I'm going to go get a Dr. Pepper, get Sister Leanne a Diet Dew. I had 20 minutes. The slowest guy in the world pulled out in front of me and drove all the way to the store and pulled in the store parking lot and stopped at the store. I buzzed right by him. I'm in the store first. I get Leanne's drink. I get mine. I get a pack of Whoppers. I get to the counter, and I get my stuff and run out to the car. So I was blazing it through the store. I pull out on the road, and who is in front of me? The same guy. Oh, well, thank you, guys. Thank you for a good laugh. That was all at Rebecca's expense. Rebecca, if you didn't go to the store and you're just listening, we love you.
She's on her way to the store because she would have had way too many things to say about this whole conversation if she was here listening.
Now, let's get busy. We'll do the pledge, and we'll be praying when she comes back, and she'll be able to just sit down and real, real calmly be in prayer.
With chocolate all the way around her mouth.
The toughest thing, Kathy, is to put those Whoppers in your mouth while you're trying to do the talking without spitting it all over the camera. All right, here we go. Rise together with me. Render your honor. Let's make our pledge of allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And now we'll have a moment of silence as we remember those who are missing in action, those who paid the last full measure of devotion, those who are wounded in their body, their soul, their spirit. This moment of silence is in honor of all their brothers and sisters served alongside of him in battle, maybe serving today. This moment of silence will last 21 seconds in honor of the 21 rifle volleys fired at the funeral of a fallen soldier. This moment of silence begins now. Now, join with us in singing God Bless America. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountain to the prairie to the ocean, why with foam, God bless America, my home sweet home. God bless America, my home sweet home. Let's pray for the United States of America. And then we're going to be praying for several families who've lost a loved one this week. God and Father of every brave warrior down through American history, our hearts are always filled with thanksgiving and gratitude and honor for this wonderful freedom that we have and enjoy. Jesus, you said, it's for freedom that I have set you free, and we thank you for it. Thank you. The Apostle Paul said, stand fast in the liberty, in the freedom with which Christ has made you free, and do not be again entangled with the yoke of bondage. And therefore, as patriots, we are passionate today and declare, God bless America. God bless America. Forgive us of our sin, Lord. Heal our hand. We turn from our wicked ways. We seek your face and desire an audience with you, to know you and to know your ways. Thank you, Jesus, that there ain't a one of us that can claim any self-righteousness as to why we're here or your great love to us. It's because we've received you and that free gift of righteousness that you have placed on the inside of us and made us into. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Lord, you said in your word, blessed are the peacemakers. Tonight, around the world, our men and women are standing in harm's way as peacemakers. We join our faith with them right now, and we become peacemakers in the realm of the spirit, because we're standing there in the natural and the natural and the supernatural come together to get the work of God done around this earth. James said, show me your faith without works, and I'll show you my faith without my works. And we thank you for them both. We, the people of the United States of America, stand together in agreement tonight in unity. And we thank you for the commanded blessing of the Lord. That blessing that makes us rich and adds no sorrow with it. Blessed in the city, in the field, blessed coming in and going out, blessed rising up and laying down, in our labor, in our leisure, everything we put our hand to, according to your holy word, we are blessed. Thank you, Lord. The commanded blessing is upon us. We cover every fivefold ministry gift, the pastor, the prophet, the evangelist, the apostle, the teacher, in the mighty name of Jesus. All join arm in arm. Walk with the throne of God and do exactly what you give us to do and fulfill our mission, accomplish our assignments, and take the body of Christ in to where we're supposed to be as that mighty army, that governing force on this earth, the ecclesia. Thank you for it, Jesus. We bless every person that's in the government, walking with you, the executive branch, the judicial branch, the legislative branch. We declare the righteous are as bold as a lion, and they become bolder. We declare that when they stand up and are bold, weaker men stand up and gain their strength. We declare, according to the book of Proverbs, you who are wicked, we know no one's chasing you, but you better flee because we're chasing you. And we're not going to stop. And we're not going to stop until we've chased you right out of our nation, because you do not belong here. And we will not let you stay. Not another day do you get to stay in this great nation. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. We declare it right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we pray right now the judges and the legislatures. We declare unanimous decisions. Come on. Everybody just shocked and amazed because you're there. Jesus, you said you're there. And you're doing your work, and we thank you for it. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Bless every peace officer, wherever they are tonight. Violence, we bind you. Anarchy, we bind you. We declare in the mighty name of Jesus, the peace of God spoken of in Psalm 144 reigns in our streets. Our children grow up as mighty men and women. Our fields are filled with produce. Our oxen are well laden. There's no crying out in the street, no violence, no breaking in. And our officers of the peace tonight, wherever they may be, that there's an explosive situation, we speak the angel of Almighty God to be right there beside them in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus, we speak right now in the name of Jesus. And now, Lord, for the Griesick family. We know our brothers in heaven because you gave us that witness. You put us there so we could pray the prayer across to the other side. But now there's a huge hole in this family. Huge hole in this family. I declare healing and health and strength and wisdom and courage come to them. Lord, you promised us that you would turn our mourning into dancing and our sorrow into joy. You said you would move us from one season to the next. We don't know how. But we declare it again right now tonight that there is healing. And there is strength. You said, blessed are they that mourn, for they will be comforted. You told us in Isaiah 61 to pour in the healing balm of Gilead. That's you. That's the oil of the Holy Spirit we pour in. Lord, we think of Phyllis's family. That was our dear little preemie that we prayed for. In the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord. Thank you that this family finds healing and strength inside their sister. The Chris Davis family. We speak over Debbie and the kids right now. And Shirley and Vic and Kathy and Roger. In the mighty name of Jesus. Healing for them. Sister Francetta's family. Sister Sunday Geyser's family. All of these people having experienced this situation. We speak over Jacob's family now. We don't even know the last name. But we declare now in the name of Jesus that the healing virtue of Calvary comes to every one of these people, Lord. All of us in the last year that have lost a loved one, Brother Dan's family, Glenn and Doreen, in the mighty name of Jesus, we speak life and healing. Lord, if there's some that I'm missing right now, I declare in the mighty name of Jesus where there's been death, someone who's crossed to the other side, that in the place will come life and life more abundantly. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. In the mighty name of Jesus, every family that we have prayed for, that someone died from COVID in the mighty name of Jesus. Bring healing to them. Bring healing. We pray it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless Donnie Jr. to not only be healthy, strong. Bless Warren. All these people. Warren Welsh. Ken. Chris Timmer. We bless them. Sherry Gilbert and Michelle. These that have had surgeries and accidents and things that happened. We call you healed in your body from the top of your head to the sole of your feet. And we declare life and life more abundantly. Lord, even though our human minds don't get it, we declare your word to be true.
Mm-hmm.
And that is life and life more abundant. More abundant. Thank you. The Apostle Paul said, sorrow not. Well, that don't make sense. But then he said, those who have no hope, because we do have hope, we know where they are. They're on the other side waiting for us. And we thank you for it in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, in every one of these situations, we speak the angels of the Lord show infallible proofs that go way beyond anything they know. We speak it over Kathy Anger's mom. In this cancer situation, these two with dialysis, we speak kidneys work.
Yeah.
In the mighty name of we you. Speak life to everyone who's come across our path. In Jesus' mighty name. Beyond our understanding, but building and developing that understanding so we can see and know who you are. We speak life and life more abundantly in the mighty name of Jesus. 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 Don't you like being on the winning team?
Amen.
I love being on the winning team. I love being on the side that gets to stand in great faith and confidence and courage and boldness and know that no matter what it shows up, you and I win. We win. And we win in great strength in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty... Hallelujah.
Hello.
Brother Mike had the timer running. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Kelly Delkert, welcome.
The long way on.
Now, let's remind everybody that nobody here has disrespect for each other. All right? Now, Phyllis Raymond's post just came through that said, kidneys work. In the mighty name of Jesus. You can tell that he just got that in from the dialysis part that we were praying, right? But what that means, it doesn't mean she's a slow typer. It means there's a lag, and it just now got to us. So let me make sure we always say this. Sister Rebecca said, so how long was I gone? She wasn't being disrespectful in the middle of our prayer. I don't know if there's a way you can explain this. I'm going to have to make a video, a couple of you in, just making a big old situation happen so that everybody can just look at it and say, oh, I see what you're talking about.
It.
To comb her hair slowly.
Yeah. goodness. So do you both have treats now and you're ready to settle in for the rest of the show? Please made it back safely. We all are. Oh, wow. What a crew.
I've had the same thought a few times myself. You have to comb your hair so slowly. But wait, the next 3 days, I'm not even dressed. And she's standing at the door going.
Oh, it's more often than that. Ripley and I are both standing at the door waiting, going, come on.
We both have treats.
Oh, good. Hallelujah.
Woo! Who could have convinced you that we were all going to come online and meet a bunch of people we didn't know and build a family with a bunch of friends like this all over the world and the nation and have this much fun and do it every single night and think nothing of it?
You know, Sunday, you're sitting over there on YouTube all by yourself. What are you eating and drinking tonight? We need to know.
Yeah, that's just amazing. I'm just amazed. God, you're amazing, God.
Yeah,
everybody just give praise and praise him.
Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord.
Now, listen. Just in case somebody would show up and say, man, that pastor was after his wife tonight.
To say, oh, that's normal. We are a bunch of chocoholics. That's the truth. Chocoholics, coffeeaholics. Thank you, Shannon. There's our praise and thanksgiving.
Rebecca has chocolate, and our granddaughter is eating trees, too.
I was essentially out of the running for the grandpa of the year.
Okay. All right. We got two more minutes, and then we got to get serious.
I like it that she loves it, though. It's really good.
You know, you and I here at Community of Faith, we're just getting ready for the milk and honey early. We got chocolate and caramel and mint and coffee and creamer. We're just getting ready for the land of milk and honey.
Amen. Amen.
My. You know, I keep having a very interesting situation happen.
What?
My picture goes out here. On my phone, every time Rebecca makes a post, it puts a green light up by it.
What does that mean?
I have no idea. It's the first time I've seen it. So, whatever you're doing, Rebecca, it's green lighted. Go for it. It's not a prophetic utterance that you can trust necessarily, okay? Listen, woo! I like broccoli too. I just like to dip it in hot fudge chocolate.
Ranch or
now,
French onion dip, something.
For those of you that's just showing up saying, man, these guys are having a blast. We do. We are having a good time. And it brings the blessing of God in our life.
Amen.
Laughter does good. It is a medicine. Laughter does good. It's a medicine. Broccoli with melted cheese, the most healthy thing you can eat. Amen,
oh,
sister.
Yeah, man.
Amen. It is. It's the most healthy thing you can eat. Hallelujah. I'll have some right now, sister. And you got some out there?
I do.
I'm spitting broccoli sprigs all my life.
So he's going to make it into broccoli cauliflower salad.
Now, we've been talking.
Give it another run. We'll be quiet for a minute.
Becca Chapman's with us. Uh-oh. We got it going on now. Friday night, and now Becca's showing up. Here comes the rest of the crowd. We've been having a blast, Rebecca, without you. The green light now. I like cheese and broccoli.
Miss the broccoli with cheese. Rebecca,
old
fellas taught broccoli with cheese.
Oh,
story again.
The light went off on Brother Mike.
What is that?
Let's get back to focus. Goodness sakes alive.
Peach.
Now, for those of you who tithe here, thank you for your obedience to the kingdom of God. We, as the tithe reply comes to you, says, we enjoy being the witness of your faithfulness to God. And we don't just pray for you in that letter or that email I send you. We pray for you every single day.
Yeah.
We pray for God to bless your life and every.
Actually, after every program, we pray.
So, we have found that some people are able to use Messenger easier. If you'd like to do that, I can show you. I also have a Venmo account because that's just direct from one account to another. And on the account that we put the tithe into, there's a Zelle, Z-E-L-L-E,
mm-hmm.
account that also works. And they don't charge. PayPal and Cash App ends up charging us money to get the money. But here's the thing. I'm only saying it so that whatever process you use, if you're like, I want to do something different, then we bless you and we say, in Jesus' mighty name. Now, I encourage you to keep your faith with us because we're speaking a bank. May a man of God, billionaire, somebody Christian, start a Christian bank and we just burn the snot out of these guys. We break this 30% interest on a credit card. We break all this nonsense. It funded wickedness and debauchery with the church's money. And we say, men of God, you're supposed to do it. Stand up and get it done. We release our faith to that. No. In Jesus, in my name. And if it's us, well, bring it to us. We'll do it. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, everybody just pause for a moment and bless Sister Rebecca Chapman for bringing pizza with pineapple on it tonight. What a wonderful thing she did. Now, it doesn't look like the pineapple is actually on the pizza, but it don't matter to me. Just put it alongside. I can dip the pineapple in the pizza sauce and the pizza in the pineapple sauce, and it'd be just wonderful. Hallelujah.
Ew.
Yeah. Here we go. One more thought. If you're needing to have some tasty dips to dip your fried egg sandwich in, your chicken in, your steak. I got some great dips. I don't have a recipe book started yet. I got some really great dips that you might enjoy if you've got a hand to get into it a little bit. And if you want those, you can email me, and I'll be glad to send them to you. Now, they're not like Big Fancy, but that guy's chef, Big Chef, Fancy Guy. They're not nothing like that. This is redneck out in the country prairie, just preacher man Sam making some really good stuff. It's so good, Sister Leanne's even said.
He does have some unique things in there. Now,
wait, I'm checking right now to see if she said that was delicious. Just make me feel good.
Yeah. No, it really was good.
I rebuke that pineapple pizza. In the name of Jesus, I declare pizza be freed of the blemish. You don't know good stuff from apple butter, love.
You are free and delivered.
Oh, And what you found tonight is you can see the body of Christ exemplified right here. Everybody take a survey for us. Is it hot tonight? Yes. No. Is the music too loud? Yes. Are the sermons too long? Yes. No. It's 50-50 right down the middle of the table. Mike, Tony, you don't know good stuff from apple butter. Now that, I want to know where that statement came from. That's a really good statement, Shannon. That is a really good statement. I'm going to use that statement. I'm going to say it to some city slickers and they'll be like, what is that guy even talking about? How do you make a Hawaiian pizza without pineapple?
You don't.
Apple butter is good stuff. I like it.
I do like the apple butter.
So the statement contradicts itself. Two negatives make a positive. Now, I want you to turn with me tonight before we start a small war right here in the comments. Let's get back to the chocolate that Rebecca and Christine went and got. Amen. Where are we going tonight? Somebody tell me where I'm going. Somewhere.
Oh my goodness. My grandma used to say it. Oh.
Romans chapter 4, verse, yes, we can all agree on chocolate. Amen, brother. We actually found something we can all agree on. Romans chapter 4. And we've been talking about the verse of scripture. You know how Jesus does it with us? That's verses 1 through 8 is what we're going to do, I believe. Who knows? Could be 10, 12. You never know. We might do the whole chapter, but it's pretty good, 1 through 8. Around here, how God works, he gives us an idea, a thought, a subject, title. And then we attack it, and we start building the depth of the doctrine down inside of our life by preaching at it this way, and then 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 we come at it from both sides, and the next thing you know, we've really got this thing dealt with. Begin to get a whole new picture of God. The other night, when this verse came out, every one of us sitting here was like, wow. And he gave us an amazing story, gave us an amazing situation to bring it to pass. And it's one of those infallible proofs of God that makes you just stand there and shake your head like, wow, 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 wow. And so we're going to deal with all that I'll tell the story again real quick, and then we're going to read this out of Romans, only go to 2 Corinthians. I've got 14 verses out of the New Testament that talk about thy sins be forgiven thee. Any of you that are here tonight that might say, Pastor, I know I'm born again. I know I'm filled with spirit, but I can't seem to get on top of this. And it's some form of sin, weakness, flesh, whatever. It don't matter. And we don't condemn nobody. We love everybody, and we are here to strengthen you and establish you and help you in the things of God. And that is what tonight's going to be. Now, I have been forgetting to make this announcement, and I'm going to make it right now, and then we'll make our confession. Saturday night, June 19th, on our program, a man named Dwayne Byerly is going to come, and he's going to teach us about America and end-time prophecy. As with America, so goes the world. He was the man that ran with Dr. Hilton Sutton. And he's going to come for a night, and he's going to be teaching us. That's Saturday, June 19th. That's three Saturdays yet. Not tomorrow night, two more. And he's going to be with us here on a Saturday night, right here live. He's going to be broadcasting. I think he lives in Tennessee somewhere, but he's told me he knows how to do all that stuff. So we're getting ready to learn something new that night. And we're going to be able to have questions and answers, questions all throughout the teaching. And at the end, we'll get some answers on some of these things. And it's going to be a really good time studying God's word, end time prophecy, how America is in prophecy. Now, here's an interesting thought. We are so close. Yes, at the evening program at 8 p.m. Eastern. Now, we are so close to the end right now. Turkey and Russia and Syria are all in talks about the how to overthrow Israel for their attacks on the Palestinians. That conversation is going on right now, and that is Ezekiel 37, 38, and 39. They're not even, it's in the news, man. So, we might not make the 19th. Pastor, do you really think it's that close? Yes. Get everyone you know born again. Learn from this lesson tonight and start spending some serious time interceding for your loved ones, your family, your friends, your grandchildren, your children, the people you work with, the people that's in the apartment with you. Because 1 minute after the rapture happens is not going to be a good time to be on this earth. You be bold and tell everyone you know this is come down to the end. This is not a time to play any foolish religious games. This is not a time. This is not a time to let defense have any attack on you anywhere. Just move in love and courage and boldness and help everybody see they need to know Jesus. Why? Because we're that close. And you don't want your family, you don't want your loved ones here on this earth during the 7 years of tribulation. This earth is going to be one miserable place as soon as all of us that's resisting the enemy are taken off this earth and the rapture, the catching away of the church. Oh my goodness. This place is going to become an evil cesspool in the matter of hours. And they're going to hunt down anybody that doesn't want to be evil like them. So,
yeah. Oh my,
get ready.
Yeah.
And listen, we'll put together even a, if somebody knows how to put together a fancy Facebook ad for this, then help us. We can probably even put an event on this, couldn't we? Mm-hmm. All right. Well, if you know how to do all that stuff and make a good one, make it up and send it on over. We might use two or three or four of them. All right? Dwayne, D. Wayne Byler. I'll put the name in after a little while here when I can talk. And it's going to be a good time. You'll enjoy. And here's the cool thing. Brother Dwayne is not quite like Dr. Hilton Sutton. Hilton Sutton was a statesman. He was a theologian and a statesman. He walked and talked very properly. Brother Dwayne is a biker. He rides Harleys. He has tattoos. Yeah. Loves Jesus with all of his heart, soul, mind, and strength. And his neighbor as himself. It's going to be a good time. You don't want to miss it. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Put the D on the front of the Wayne. Hold on. Put the D on the front of the Wayne. D. Wayne. Just D-W-A-Y-N-E. She asked how to spell it.
Yeah. There's no E in there?
Nope. Yep, just like that. B-Y-E-R-L-Y. B-Y-E-R-L-Y. Here we go. Hold your Bible up. Let's make our confession. This is my Bible.
This is my Bible.
I believe what it says.
I believe what it says.
And if I don't have one.
And if I don't
Pastor's going to come looking. If you don't have a Bible,
Bible
if you don't have a Bible, then you let us know because we want to make sure you get a good Bible. I'm serious about that. That's not a statement that pastors make. I'm very serious about that. To people here that will join in and we'll get you if you don't have a good one. I believe what it says.
I believe what it says.
I am what it says I am. I go do what it tells me to do. Today I will be taught the word of God.
Today I will be taught the word of God.
And it is changing my life.
And it is changing my life.
Because that's what it's designed to do.
I receive it as a seed
that is producing
a
hundredfold
and more
in my life
in
Jesus'
mighty name.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we submit our hearts, our souls, our minds, our spirits to you. Have your way in this place from your word right now tonight by the Spirit of Almighty God living on the inside of me and on the inside of everyone that's here. Thank you, Lord, that you have built this group of believers to grow and develop together in strength and in power and in might and in courage and in understanding and in revelation. We welcome every new person with us tonight to come in and to grow and develop in God, be established in the things of Almighty God. We pray this right now in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, from all over the world, you know who needs to be with us. You know who you've sent here already. Declare, no weapon formed against them can prosper. And they get here now and they hook up and be a part. And their lives are transformed because of it. We speak it done right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, I declare that in this night, the revelation knowledge of this understanding of whosoever sins we remit, they'll be remitted, explodes into a whole new revelation in our lives.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Romans chapter 4. Verses 1 through 8. Read along with me. I'm on the wrong page. Let's get on that page. There we go. What shall we say then? Abraham, our father, has found according to the flesh. If Abraham was justified by works, he has something to boast about. But not before God. Say it with me. Self-righteous boasting
has nothing to do with God.
That's why I say it every night. It doesn't matter. There's never been one human ever to get saved by how good they were or how much they did something right. Never. If you don't receive the gift that Jesus gave, you don't get in the kingdom. Keep reading. If Abraham was justified by works, he has something to boast, but not before God. Verse 3. What does the scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him for righteousness. His faith and believing in God is what caused him to be righteous. And then he went and lied about Sarah. Verse 4, now to him who works, the wages are not counted as grace, but as a debt. Say it,
if I work,
I get wages. If you're a contractor, you might not get wages, but you get an amount.
Right.
You do this much, you pay this. If it's grace, there's no debt, and there's nothing you can do to get it. Well, this is good. 5. Him who does not work but believes on him, capitalized him, who justifies the ungodly, his faith is accounted for righteousness. So say it. That's exactly how I got in. Self-righteous boasting is not good. CB tells me that all the time. Most of you don't understand. Sister Rebecca has a big home base, CB. She got them big antennas above her house. She sits there all day talking to the talkers. Breaker, breaker. That was a bad joke. Please forgive me. CB is her daughter, Christine Barkley. There we go. Verse number six, just as David, and I love both of you guys. Thank you for being a part of our life. Verse six, just as David also describes the blessedness of the man to whom God imputes righteousness apart from your works. Say it with me. There ain't no boasting. People say about me all the time, wow, Pastor, you're really smart. How about we say it this way? Thank God he showed up. And we learn to flow in the Holy Spirit like Jesus. I've had a lot of training in my life. There's no way around that. All right? I grew up in the church. I've been around the church now for 58 years and 3 months and 26 days or whatever it is. But that doesn't mean anything in God. Because you don't get to heaven by what you do. You get to heaven by what he's done. You get a crown for what you do that's righteous. Woo! This is good, isn't it? I'm going to read 5 and 6 again. But to him who does not work, but believes on him who justifies, that's Jesus, his faith is counted for righteousness. Just as David also described the blessedness of the man to whom God imputes righteousness apart from works. But remember, David was still in the middle of works. David was what? 1,500 years before Christ. He's right in the middle of it. 7. Blessed are those whose lawless deeds are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man whom the Lord does not impute sin. Like I said, we're probably going to have to just keep right on going. Verse 9. Does this blessedness then come upon the circumcised only or upon the uncircumcised also? See, in their day, it was about circumcision and uncircumcision. All right? But in our day, it's about church attendance or not. Or do you have a Bible degree or not? Or do you, whatever. For we say that faith was counted to Abraham for righteousness. How then was it accounted? When he was circumcised or before he was circumcised? That happened before he was circumcised. 11. He received the sign of circumcision, a seal of the righteousness of the faith, which he had while still uncircumcised, that he might be the father of all those who believe, though they are uncircumcised, that righteousness might be imputed to them also. I'll get you past all this. Just hang with me. 12. And the father of circumcision to those who not only are of the uncircumcision, but also walk in the steps of the faith, which our father Abraham had while he was still uncircumcised, before he became circumcised, because circumcision was a big old circumcising situation. Did we say it enough times? Now, this is all Paul's saying. Abraham, our father, believed God in verse 3, and it was counted to him for righteousness. God said, walk before me and be perfect, and I'll bless you. And he said, I believe you. And immediately, Abraham was considered righteous. Well, he still sinned. He still did wrong. He lied about what you call it? God said to the one king, I'm going to kill you. You got another man's wife with you. And the king like, hey, hold it, hold it, hold it. See, righteousness in the Old Testament, sins were not purged. They were covered. In the New Testament, they're not covered. They're purged. Second Corinthians 5:17. Now we go here all the time, but there's a reason that we go here all the time. Any of you that have asked me to send you the verses. Now is the time to ask questions about these verses. If you've not sent me a question in the mail, in the email, send one to me now. Dan Cottle, Becca Chapman, Kathy Kite Angaroni are all watching the program. Why the difference, though? Think I need three more words than that, Kathy, because of the lag. Why the difference, though? Why the anyway, send me about three more words, Kathy. I'll give you a good answer on that. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Watch this. This is what David just said through the Apostle Paul's mouth. David was prophesying. Paul quoted it. Now watch verse 17. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. All right, thank you. That's what I needed, between the Old Testament and the New. Well, all right, I needed six words, but that's all right. In the Old Testament, God was showing man the depravity of man. Once Adam fell, God wanted them to see how wicked their sin was and how much they needed a Savior. And the blood sacrifice never forgave your sin. It just covered it for the next year until the Day of Atonement. And it was all the point to the new covenant. What's that verse, Brother Mike, if you're still with us, about the new covenant, how it points to the new? I'm missing that reference, but we'll get it. But here's the point of it. The Old Testament revealed is showing a picture of the New Testament that was yet concealed. And the moment that Jesus said, blood, this is blood of the new covenant, all that was done away with. Passover was never needed another day after that. And from that point on, it was Jesus' broken body and his blood shed. The veil of the temple was rent from top to bottom. In the Old Testament, God was showing man their need of the Savior. All right? And all of those works were bringing us to the point where we can look and say, I need a Savior. Now, the cool thing about the Old Testament is it showed you need to receive in faith, because they had to work. They had to kill animals. They had to kill a turtle dove and a turtle dove and a pigeon and a goat and a sheep and a bull and a heifer and a cow. And they had to cut it this way and that way, and they had to lay it this way and that way, and they had to tie the horns on the altar. I mean, these boys went through some stuff, man. The priesthood was a very, very serious ministry. So all of that was to show the necessity of order in God. But God was showing it that all of that will not answer what you need on the inside. You need to receive God by faith. And there was people in the Old Testament that operated by faith. on the noon program this week. We've been studying Daniel. Daniel was operating in faith his whole time in Babylon. He was operating in faith. And you know what? God answered Daniel over and over and promoted him to the number one person in the whole nation.
Yeah.
Well, number two. Same thing with Joseph. Joseph was operating in faith and integrity. God made him number two in the nation, right? David was a shepherd boy and became king. And literally, I don't know if you ever heard the figure, in today's terms and today's money, David provided $1 billion for Solomon to build that temple. You know what a temple, you know what a building would look like today with $1 billion in its church? But David provided $1 billion. Just go to Chronicles. You can add it up in today's figures and be like, wow, one man. And you know what he said? And there's more if you need it. Why? Because he walked with God. And he was, even if he sinned with Bathsheba, God brought him back. He did what was right. Create me a clean heart. Renew my right spirit within me so that I can walk with you. It's a great question, Kathy. I appreciate you asking it because the Old Testament and the New Testament is revealed. And the Old Testament, it showed you needed your Savior. In the New Testament, you get to get it. You get to have it. And we just get to receive it. Why? Because that way in heaven, there ain't a single one of us there by our works.
Right.
The scribes, the Pharisees, the Sadducees were all doing what they did by their works. That's why Paul was killing peoples in God's name, because he was religious, doing what he's supposed to do. My question is, what happened to the sins of the people before birth and the death of Jesus that lives on after his death? My question is, what happened to the sins of the people before the birth and death of Jesus? Right. It lives on after his death. Well, that's good. Born before Jesus, lived on after his death. Right? Jesus was born in 1 A.D. They were born in 2 A.D., right? And then lived on past him. That's a good question. Don't you love this? I just love it, man. Now, so that man, I mean, there was millions of people there probably. Mm-hmm. They sacrificed up to the cross. There was animal sacrifices. Well, there still are places where they do it today. But that's because they don't believe that Jesus is the Messiah. As soon as any person grasped the idea Jesus was the Messiah, never again did they have to worry about the sacrifices. And as soon as they received it, immediately they were just made right with God and brought into the kingdom of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, any man that's in Christ is a new creation. But there's only one way you get to Christ, and that is receiving. You can't work your way into salvation. It doesn't work. Where's that verse? With his great love, he loved us. That while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Somebody will find it. It's in one of the Pauline epistles. Romans 5:8. Grab that real quick. God demonstrates his love toward us, and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath from him. Let's go over to verse 17. Look at this. This is good. Thank you. Listen, Becca. Well, that day, when the veil of the temple was rent from the top to the bottom, they had to have sacrifice. I can't imagine the look on the high priest's face when they went back there to that temple the next time, and that veil of the temple was wide open. The Holy of Holies could now be seen.
Yeah, wow.
The threads on that curtain, which is like, I forget, 8 inches thick, 40 foot tall. The threads on that curtain are ripped from the top to the bottom. There ain't no way a man can do it. And they didn't have those high lifts like we got now. You get one on each side, and then by hydraulics, pull it down. God Almighty ripped that veil and made it available for everybody to be able to get into the Holy of Holies. First, Romans 5:17, watch this. For by one man's offense, death reigned through the one, much more those who receive the abundance of grace and the free gift of righteousness will reign. That's a kingly term, kingdom reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. The free gift of righteousness. It's so cool, Becca, because Jesus said, this is the blood of the new covenant, and that ended the Passover feast right there. It was no longer necessary. Now, Jesus had to go through the garden, through the judgment, through the whipping post, on the cross, go to hell, rise again. So it took 3 more days, but that's the last Passover, because Passover happened once a year. That was all that it was ever taken. Now, Pastor, how does this have anything to do with whosoever sins you remit, they will be remitted? Let's go now to Romans, 2 Corinthians 5:17, where we were. You'll see it. You'll see it. When the veil of the temple was rent in two, from the top, I'm going to tell you something. There's a whole lot of Jerusalem that changed that day. Whole bunches of Jerusalem changed that day. Jesus dying on the cross was a big deal, because he was such a prophet and so many people had been healed by him. Whoops. Hold on. But I can only imagine the next couple of days when the high priest had to show up and stand and look at that curtain. Because the high priest only went in one time on the Day of Atonement. He was only in there once time a year. And he had to put so much blood on everything himself so that there was no sin. He was covered from all sin. And you know, they stood there talking that day. Who's going to touch that curtain to fix it? And everybody's standing there like, I ain't touching it. And somebody's going to speak up and say, how did it happen? And the high priest is going to give all kinds of stupid answers. No answer. Except God Almighty rent the veil of the temple from the top to the bottom. And somebody standing in that group said, sir, the prophet prophesied that the veil would be taken away. And that man, whoever said it, left that group of people and said, I'm going to go find them guys and be with them, because all y'all are getting ready to be in a big old mess, because I wouldn't be touching that curtain if I was you. But he had to do something. So when God does things, guys, it so messes the enemy's plan up. The enemy don't know what to do. You and I coming here and doing every night, we so mess up the enemy's plan in so many people's lives. And we don't see it. We don't know what's happening. We are confusing our enemy in every corner of this world. He don't know what to do. He don't know what to do. And he's not going to stop us. Mary, Pastor Rick, Dan Cottle, welcome. Sister Gwen, we love you guys.
Yeah, I think you even have to tie a rope to their leg in case they got in there and died because there was something not holy.
Well, you can't necessarily tie that leg, that rope on the leg doctrine in the Bible, but according to history and according to tradition, how else are you going to get that guy out of there? If you weren't the high priest, you weren't out there, and nothing dead could stay in that presence. Now, this is a question that somebody asked. I have never studied it. Was there ever a high priest who died when he went inside? Hey, the mic. See if you can find the answer to that, if you would. Was there ever a high priest that died when he was in there? Off the top of my head. Or Brother Dan, you're out there. You can do it. Anybody can study it. Interesting deal. Who knows where I'm at? 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Now watch these verses. I send to you as your foundation verses. Now watch this. All things are passed away. Say it. I'm a new creation.
I'm a new creation.
That's why immediately life begins to change. All things become new. Verse 18. Now look at this verse. All things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. I want you to see something. Did we deserve to be reconciled? Why would the Father reconcile us?
He loves us.
Wants a family. Amen. His biggest reason he's going to reconcile is we ask him to. Right? Now, you and I remitting someone's sins, when you do that, you will be led by the Holy Spirit. Do you realize you're standing in the gap for that person like Jesus is in the gap for you? Say this with me. Whosoever sins, I remit.
Whosoever sins, I remit.
They will be remitted.
They will be remitted.
Now let's go read it again. John chapter 20. And 20 through 23. Now stick with me. Because this verse, we are mining some gold out of this verse right now. You might say, Pastor, I ain't got no gold nowhere. Just stick with us. Stick with us. Verse 20. When he had said this, he showed them his hands and feet. The disciples were glad when they saw that it was the Lord. All right? Verse 21. So Jesus said to them, peace be to you. As the Father has sent me, I send you. So we just got an assignment from Jesus. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. Many people believe, many theologians believe this is when they're born again. There's no reference point of them going to an altar and saying, Jesus, forgive me of my sin. Many people believe that that's what this is, many theologians. 23, if you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained. That's our verse. Let's go back to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Verse 18. All things are of God, who has reconciled us through himself, through Jesus Christ, and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. Why? Look at verse 19. That is that God was in Christ reconciling the world to him. So God gave Jesus the ministry of reconciliation. Jesus gives us the ministry of reconciliation. Ready? Say it with me. God gave Jesus the ministry of reconciliation. That's right there in verse 19. Jesus gives you and I the ministry of reconciliation. And he says, whosoever sin you remit, they'll be remitted. Well, Pastor, why would you do that? Because that person needs to know God. Many times they're struggling to find him, and they can't seem to get rid of the sin that's in front of them to help them get to God.
Yeah.
When you and I stand in the gap as an intercessor, as a reconciler, we can stand there and say, whosoever sins we remit, they'll be remitted. Let's go look at this. Matthew chapter 10. Somebody shout, I love the word.
I love the word.
I love the word. Matthew chapter 10. Actually, it's 9. Matthew 9, 35. And then we'll go into 10. God gave Jesus the ministry of reconciliation, and Jesus has given me one. Say it. I am a minister. Amen, Sunday. I am a minister of reconciliation. What does that mean? Your place on this earth is to get people into right standing with Almighty God. Here we go. Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom. That's our assignment. And healing every sickness and every disease among the people. That's the gospel of the kingdom. Keep going. When he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion for them, for they were weary. They were scattered. They were like sheep having no shepherd. What does the shepherd do? As soon as he sees wandering sheep, he begins to get them in a corner. He begins to get them together. Say, come on, come on, come on. That's what the ministry of reconciliation does. You see somebody else, you begin to say, come here. First thing you do, sins are remitted. Next thing you do, I declare revelation of Almighty God come to you now so you can see. Woo! I love the word. Listen, I've been after some folks that's been messing with Satanism. And the other night when we did this, I just said, your sins be forgiven. What did we do? We reached right in the middle of that mess and just yanked them out. What's that do automatically? We're standing in the gap. We're making up the hedge. I didn't go look them up. I didn't go see them. I didn't go where they're doing their stupidity. I just yanked them out of it. Now, they got the opportunity to see past all that stupidity. Verse 37. He said, the harvest is truly great. The laborers are few. Pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Say it with me. I'm one of those laborers. I am a minister of reconciliation.
Amen.
I love it. Look at Velma Welch. I love the word. Put one in for me too, Velma. I can't type and talk at all. It ain't working. So Jesus is saying, pray for the Lord of the harvest to send forth laborers. You and I are those laborers. I wonder if they felt a jolt from heaven. I don't know, Rebecca. I've often asked the same thing because some people do feel that kind of thing when this happens. All right? Now, chapter 10. Verse number one, he called his 12 disciples together. He gave them power over the unclean spirit to cast them out, heal all kinds of sickness and all kinds of diseases. But they weren't going out as demon casters. They were going out as kingdom bringers, as ministers of reconciliation. Ready? Thank you, Velma. I just figured out how to do it. All right, Sister Velma, type this for me. Sister Rebecca, type this. Phyllis Raymond, type this. That's good. Now I know why I have to be doing it myself. That's awesome. Wait, how is it we've been here for well over a year and we just now figured out? I don't get it. Hold on, I got to have a drink of coffee.
It took a Velma to show up.
Took a Velma. Thank you, ma'am. Here we go, verse 5. Wait a minute. Let me just say this. Everybody has a gift. Everybody here is important. You might say, Pastor, I don't know if I'm too important. I guarantee you right now, you're very important in this gathering of believers. You are. Verse 5. Jesus sent out the 12. Look at what he said. We're just going to read this. Do not go the way of the Gentiles. Do not enter the city of the Samaritans, but go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. What's he doing? He's giving them an assignment. As you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the leper, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you have received. They did not get this by anything they did. Jesus anointed them for it. Ready? You and I, being ministers of reconciliation, were not because we did anything and earned any of it in any way at all whatsoever, because you don't get to be a minister of reconciliation until you receive the free gift of righteousness from Jesus. As soon as you receive the free gift of righteousness, Father says, make him a minister. And what are you a minister of? Reconciling people to the Lord, saying, listen, he will not hold your sins against you. Let me help you. All right, now hold your finger there in verse 8. I'm telling my story. I pastored this man for 20 years. Well, I worked to pastor this man for 20 years. Prayed, who knows, 20 years. I prayed thousands of prayers for this man. I was never able to see him pray. Now, he didn't. I don't know. I'm not trying to be. But now I'm no longer in West Branch, being that pastor to him in that city. And he gets in a truck accident the other day, and the accident is going to take his life. I understand this verse about whoever sins you remember. And what does the Father do? He puts a young man at the scene of that accident who will call me on the phone and say, pray for this situation. He didn't know who the truck was. He didn't know. Immediately. We prayed immediately. Of course, I can see, he sent us a picture. I see a truck tipped over in the ditch on the driver's door. That means to me, that's a messed up situation. At first, I didn't tell what, couldn't tell what truck it was, but then I could tell, and that really made it a messed up situation. And so I immediately prayed life and life more abundantly, and then I prayed immediately that your sins be forgiven you. Whosever sins we remit, they'll be remitted. I declare life. Your sins remitted, and you will receive the entrance into heaven because I'm standing in the gap as a minister of reconciliation like Jesus did for me, like I'm doing for you. And if you don't live, I speak life, you get to go to heaven. And here's this man that I endeavored to pastor for 20 years and get him in the kingdom. And on the day that his truck rolls in the ditch and it kills him, I am on the phone with somebody getting that man over in the kingdom after all my prayers. If you don't know what to say right now, say glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hot dog. Can you look at that? Woo, doggy, say something. Because that is an amazing testimony of the greatness of our God. Listen, what's even greater to me is the young man that called me on the phone. Jesus said, as you go, preach, the kingdom of heaven is at hand right here in front of you. What am I preaching? The kingdom of heaven, you guys can see it right here, right now. The signs of an apostle are here. The signs of the work of the kingdom is here. You can see it right in front of your eyes on a daily basis in what goes on. Yes, you did that when you laid hands on the dead young man that shot himself in the head. You prayed him on into heaven. Thank you, Jesus, hot diggity dog.
Amen.
Now, Sister Rebecca and Sister Christine were at the scene of a suicide. And Rebecca laid hands on him and prayed for him. And I didn't know. I mean, that gets really bad real quick right there. And it really had an effect on them. And then at the beginning of this year, oh, it was the January 11th was the night when it was. And we were here and communion was done. And the Holy Spirit said, I still want to say something. I began to pray in the Holy Ghost. And when I did, I could feel the word of knowledge coming up in me. And I began to say, somebody here, was that a suicide or something? And God wants you to know that person got to heaven. Well, Pastor, that don't match our doctrine. Yeah. Wait, make your doctrine match this. Because our sister was faithful to lay hands on the man and say whatever it was she said. God said, whatever Rebecca said, got that man into heaven. Glory be to God, who had just ended his own life, and he got into heaven because Rebecca was standing in the gap, making up the hedge, being a faithful servant that day. We bound the effect of that trauma on them, and they never had to deal with that trauma again another day. Say it with me. Whosoever sins I remit, they will be remitted. Listen, every time you hear that ambulance running, you start speaking life to those people. And you make that declaration. And if there's an accident and there's somebody hanging between life and death, first of all, I speak life. You will live and not die. The next thing I speak is, and if you commit any sin, they will be forgiven. Standing in the gap. I'm a minister of reconciliation. I am an ambassador of the kingdom of heaven on this earth.
Amen.
You might say, Pastor, you mean me right now? Yeah, you right now. Even thank you, Jesus, hot diggity dog gets to do it. Woo! Woo! Rebecca, not only is the effect of the trauma gone, heaven's in heaven, and his life is now a crown in your thorn,
a jewel in your crown.
Oh! Hamashanda kelamunda nisikamana. Woo! Glory be to God. He is a jewel in your crown that you're going to get the hand of Jesus on that day on the other side. And the Father's already said to Christine, Rebecca, well done, good and faithful servants. You were faithful over a little. Woo! Where in the world are we at, Pastor? Well, I got 14 more verses to give you tonight. That's just Jesus saying, and thy sins be forgiven thee. Let's go. Let's.
All right.
I'm going to go through all these real quick to get the reference. Make sure you get them in there. And I'm just going to read only one verse because there's a whole bunch of verses here. But I don't have time to read all the verses. All right. Matthew 9. And this is verses. Verses 1 through 8. It is the story. They brought a paralytic to him, who was a man lying on a bed. And when Jesus saw their faith, he said, "Son, be of good cheer. Your sins are forgiven you." What did Jesus do immediately? He said, "Your sins are forgiven you." Now, this is the guy that they dropped down through the roof at Jesus' house. When you go to Mark chapter 2, it's verses 1 through 12, all right? And they couldn't get inside the door, so the friends called up on Jesus' roof, tore a hole in Jesus' roof, and put the man down right in front of Jesus. Jesus is like, whoa! There we go, verse 5. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Son, your sins are forgiven you." Did you notice Jesus didn't wait for the man to say, "Forgive me of my sins"? Oh my goodness, take five. Some of the scribes sitting there said, "Why does this man speak blasphemy like that? Who can forgive sins than God?" You have to kind of talk weird like that because that's what Pharisees and the Sadducees sound. Wait, there's people in this day that sound like that. They got nothing but a critical spirit about everything.
Yep.
Well, who do you think you are? I am a child of God, and I'm walking into things of God, and I'm a minister of reconciliation, and I'm an ambassador of the kingdom of heaven, and I came to get you delivered from your religious nuttiness.
Good night, Sunday.
Sunday, guys, we bless you and we love you. Everybody shout glory, hallelujah for Sunday.
Glory!
Glory!
For Sunday.
Mark chapter 2, verse 9. Jesus said, "Why are you reasoning in your hearts? Which is easier to say, 'Thy sins be forgiven you,' or 'Be made whole'?" It's all the same blood. Wait, you've never heard of that word, religious nutness? It's a good word. The English language never had it so good until the community of faith did. Jesus said, "Why are you reasoning in your hearts? Which is easier to say to the paralytic, 'Your sins are forgiven you,' or 'Arise, take up your bed and walk'?" Verse 10, "That you may know." Look at what this says. "The Son of Man." Say it with me. "I am a son of man.
I am a daughter of man.
Has power on earth to forgive sins." He said to the paralytic, "I say to you, arise, take up your bed and go to your house." And immediately the man got up free from sin and healed in his body. "Thy sins be forgiven thee." Are you ready? The next verse we're going to is Mark chapter 3. Mark 3, 28 and 29. "Surely I say to you, all sins will be forgiven, the sons of men. And whatever blasphemy that they may utter, but he who blasphemes against the Holy Spirit never has forgiveness, but is subject to eternal condemnation." because they said he has an unclean spirit. He, Jesus just rebuked those scribes and Pharisees and said, you talk like that about me, you better not blaspheme the Holy Spirit and talk about the miracles that we're doing as though they're not of God. Because when you do that, that's why these people that condemn and mock Benny Hinn and these people that have healing meetings, if there's some kind of judgment by God, they ain't never read that verse. You don't have to like them. I'm not telling you you got to like them. But I'm going to tell you this. Keep your mouth shut.
Yeah, there you go.
I'll tell you an interesting story about it. A man who was a traveling nurse man. That was his job. Mm-hmm. Walked in a room where Benny Hinn was on the TV. The person laying in the bed was watching Benny Hinn getting faith. And the man mocked Benny Hinn to that person laying in the bed. And 6 months later, he died of bone cancer. And he was a healthy, robust, strong man. 6 months. Why? Because he mocked that man's faith and the power of the Holy Spirit of God. Do not do it. It don't matter what you don't understand. Don't do it. Mark, let's go. Luke 5. We might just be all in the same story here.
Okay.
Luke 5:20. Yeah, that's what this is. Yeah, this is Jesus healing the paralytic. Just saying, your sins are remitted. Luke chapter 7. Be our last one. We're going to read it. 36 through 50. Everybody just say, let the Bible do the talking.
The Bible do the talking.
One of the Pharisees asked him to eat with him at his house. And Jesus went to the Pharisee's house and sat down to eat. Luke 7, 36 through 50. Behold a woman in the city who was a sinner. Jesus sat at the table in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster flask of fragrant oil, and stood at his feet behind him weeping. She began to wash his feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair. She kissed his feet and anointed them with fragrant oil. When the Pharisees who had invited him saw this, he spoke to himself, saying, this man, if he were a prophet, would know who and what manner of woman this is who is touching him, for she is a sinner. She was a prostitute. Now watch. And Jesus answered and said to him, Simon, I have something to say to you. Teacher, say it. He said, there was a certain creditor who had two debtors. One owed him 500 denarii. And other 50. And when they had nothing with which to repay, he freely forgave them both. Tell me, therefore, which of them would love him more? Simon answered and said, I suppose the one whom he forgave more. And he said to him, you have rightly judged. And he turned to the woman and said to Simon, do you see this woman? I enter your house, and you gave me no water for my feet. But she has washed my feet with her tears and wiped them with the hair of her head. She gave me no kiss. But this woman has not ceased to kiss my feet since the time I came in. You did not anoint my head with oil, but this woman has anointed my feet with fragrant oil. Therefore, I say to you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loves little. 48. And he said to her, your sins be forgiven. That's quite a story. 49. And those who sat at the table with him began to say to themselves, who is this man who even forgives sins? He said to the woman, your faith has saved you. Go in peace. Now watch. Let's circle the wagons here. I'm not saying everywhere you go all day long, you just walk up to people and say, are you a sinner? Yeah, your sins be forgiven you. I am saying to your family members and the people who are close to you and those who you want to see and get into kingdom and you've been praying for them for a long time, you take John 20, 23 and begin to speak it, and you take Acts chapter 1, verse 3. I declare that their sins are remitted is the word that is used. And I declare infallible proof of who God is so they can see Jesus comes to them right here, right now, today. Why? Because you have stood in the gap and you have made up the heads. You have filled the hole in the wall so that their life can be protected from judgment. Jesus said over and over, which is easier to say, be made whole or you're forgiven. If a pastor, in the day we live, they have to walk down an aisle and they have to stand in front of the church and say, please forgive me of my sin and confess them to everybody. No. By the Holy Spirit's gift, Rebecca and Christine stood in the gap, made up the edge, and made a difference in that man's life. By the Holy Spirit's instruction to that man to call me. Acts 1, all right, it's John 20, 23, and Acts 1, 3. Somebody put that in one comment. Acts 20, or John 20, 23, and Acts 1, 3. Two verses right on a piece of paper and begin to say them right alongside of each other. Thank you for asking, Kathy. Because it's just an amazing story to think that Rebecca walked out where a man had just shot himself and laid hands on him and prayed. And then, I don't know, it's probably 2 years later. How long was it, Rebecca? A year later? And God says, by a gift of the Spirit, he made the heaven. We've been making it too hard for people to get to heaven. God's not trying to find a way to send you to hell. He's trying to find any part of his grace you've grabbed a hold of to get to heaven. Put them on sticky notes. Amen. Dan Cotto. Come on, Dan Cotto. Whoa! You guys make me want to blow the shofar. I got my lip back. Come on. Man, this is a powerful word, isn't it? I'm serious with you. You drive by an accident, you start speaking right there. It used to be a day you might be able to get out of your car and walk up an accident and say, I'm here to pray. And they would let you. The day, I don't know, that's a whole new situation.
Yeah.
I used to, as a preacher, be able to get inside a hospital and pray for anybody at any time. But what we learned during the pandemic, it don't matter whether they open them doors or not. They can't keep my prayers out because the centurion said, if you just speak the word. Goodness sakes alive. Just let the revelation flow. Jesus said, whosoever sins you remit, they will be remitted. No. 23. This is the New King James. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained. See, all of a sudden, you and I begin to see this isn't about getting saved. This is about becoming a minister of reconciliation that God's truly made. That means you and I function day and night everywhere we go and everything we do. We function with the greatest authority and power and strength and might and dominion. Everywhere we show up, we bring the presence of God. And I still got a whole bunch of verses to read, but we're done for tonight. This whole night tonight was a blast. We usually laugh and have fun for 15, 20 minutes, but it just kept going, and that's good. And that's good. However, this message is of absolute importance to hear again and again and again. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. This is how you help people win that are not winning. Your brothers, your sisters, your cousins, your neighbors. Oh, yeah. Most of it is going to be done without them knowing it. Let me say it differently. If you're listening to the siren, if your eyes are open every time you drive down the road, you let the Holy Spirit lead you when you drive by somebody. Why? Because he knows who's right. That statement makes sense. I can see I need to sell this as a three-pack. Tonight, last night, and the night before. It's not quite a six-pack, but if you get there, you never know. I ain't selling it. I'll let you have it. It's on you. Just go get it. I'm going to put it in a playlist so you'll be able to find it'll be, it's going to be called, "Who's Your Sin Be Forgiven Me." That's what it's going to be called. We'll have all three of those YouTube videos right there in it. And Sister Thelma, this is another one of those that you can help me with them. The last three nights, there's three more of them right on the spot that I need your help with. Because we've got to get them in the right place and get people connected to this understanding. Because it's going to be so life-changing for so many people. So life-changing. So, and here this power and this understanding, this grace, this reconciliation has been available for us all along. And we were thinking, they're just, that's it, they're done. They ain't going to make it. I know people have said that. I've heard people.
Oh, yeah.
And then I've heard the other people say, I don't care what you think. You're making it. You're going to make it no matter what. I am your mom. I am your dad, and you are going to be in the kingdom of heaven. I don't care who you are. Thank you, Velma. I so appreciate your help. I really do. I am amazed at what God is doing.
Chocolate.
I was just getting ready to pray, and then Rebecca's got to bring up chocolate and M&M's. Let's pray right now. Father, in Jesus' name, so far beyond where we're at, what we're doing. You said you want to do the exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or think. You said, Jesus, that by the Holy Spirit, that we are the fullness of the Godhead in bodily form. We're not, you're not God. We're the fullness of the body of Christ here on this earth. Jesus said, thy sins be forgiven. Help us mind this goal, Jesus. Help us mind this goal. Thank you for the infallible proofs that you gave Rebecca and you gave me and you gave the young lady in the hospital. And some of these others have stories to tell, but they haven't told them yet. Thank you for those infallible proofs that declare this is exactly what you know. Thy sins be forgiven. Be made whole. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, if you would like these verses all put together in one email, Sister Wilma will have them to me in a day or so. And if you'd like them, send me an email. Serious about this email thing. Send me an email. Don't put it in here because these threads get lost. I'm not finding the person. It takes too much time. But if you send me an email, that's something that's easy to find and easy to look at. And I will get you this information because this is not just a hidden doctrine that's in a couple places. This is a serious teaching of Jesus. This is a serious teaching of Jesus. And this is something that you and I should be using on a daily basis. Here we go. Time to receive communion. What a night. Verse 23, the new covenant worship. I encourage you, every time we take communion, make sure you stick right to the end, guys. The application of these verses, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Every time you hear this and say it, it goes deeper inside of you, the revelation. That is how your life changes in the kingdom, is by revelation getting on the inside. When the opportunity to read the word and hear the word comes, grab it, because that brings life on the inside of you. 1 Corinthians 11:23, for I received from the Lord that which I delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took the bread. When he blessed it, he broke it, and he said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Verse 25, in the same manner after supper, he also took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. All that blood of bulls and goats is wrapped right up in that little cup right there. Red on the outside, white on the inside when you put the blood of Jesus in. Often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Verse 26, for as often as you eat bread and you drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's redemptive work. All of it until he comes. Verse 28, let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. Chapter 4, verse number 17. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we might have boldness in the day of judgment. Why? Because as he is seated at the right hand of the throne, so are we here on this earth. Perfect love, cast out fear, and the torment that goes with it. John chapter 4, verse 19 says, we love him because he first loved us. Think about the redemptive work of God. It started in the prophecy in the garden. And that redemptive work of God's going to go all the way till we stand before the throne. And we spend eternity with Jesus. That's the redemptive work of God. Well, Pastor, the Bible just says it's his death. Well, yeah, but it's not just his death. It wasn't his death that brought all the answer. He had to die and rise again from the dead. That's why I like to use those redemptive, the word redemptive work. Why? Because that includes it all. That includes his life, his ministry, his miracles, his discipleship. That includes his suffering. That includes being whipped at the whipping post. That's where all of the sickness no longer has any power, is at that whipping post. That's where all the penalty for our sin goes, is at that whipping post. And then he died and carried it with him to hell. But when he got there, he didn't just get there. He got there and defeated the enemy after he threw all that sin in hell where it belonged. Then when he rose again, he came in great power, and he told the disciples, it's not done yet. I'm going to the Father. Then watch what happens. The Bible says, let a man examine himself and then eat of the bread. We're getting ready to pray the prayer of salvation right now. Prayer of salvation, prayer of rededication. And if you've already been saved and rededicated, then you don't have to worry about nothing. You're making a prayer right now of hallelujah. This is working in my life. And you're rejoicing in it. Well, Pastor, I've already done this week. You already ate toast once this week, too. And you're going to do it every day. You already drank a cup of coffee this week. And how many of those are you going to have in a day? Then you might as well have the blood of Jesus and the body of Christ every day.
Amen.
I know. You never thought of it that way before. I had neither until I met a man named Mark T. Barquin. Straighten me out. Thank God for you, Pastor. Let's pray. Pray this with Father in Jesus' name.
Father in Jesus' name.
I know I need you in my life.
I know I need you in my life.
In every area.
In every area.
And according to the book of John.
And according to the book of John.
Jesus is the door to salvation.
Jesus is the door to salvation.
And I enter in right now.
And I enter in.
I believe in you, Jesus.
I believe in you, Jesus.
And I receive you into my life.
And I receive you into my life.
Just reach out and receive. Do this. Say, take all my sin.
Take all my sin.
I have no way to beat it.
I have no way to beat
now
it.
Now hold your hands out and say, I receive all of your righteousness.
I receive all of your righteousness.
Filling every part of my life.
Filling every part of my life.
I thank you for.
And I thank you for.
Fill me with the Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
And understand the word of
God. And understand the word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly language.
And live a successful life.
Live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. If you just prayed that prayer for the first time, welcome to the family of God. This is what we look like. This is what you're begging for. If you prayed that prayer for the 100th time, welcome. This is the family of God. This is who we look like, and this is what you've been looking for. You are who we've been looking for. And if you're like me, been doing it all your life, hallelujah, thank you, God, glory be to Jesus. Now, in that one prayer, you went from darkness to light. You went from fear to faith. You went from confusion to understanding. You might still be sitting there going, I don't know what just happened. I know, but you can tell something happened on the inside of you. You went from your sin, which no human ever in the history of the world has had the ability to beat in their own strength. They had to receive the free gift of righteousness from God. You went from your sin to Jesus' righteousness. Truly good, isn't it? And then the Father said, adopt him into the family and make him a minister of reconciliation. All of that just happened to you right there in that one prayer. You'll spend the rest of your life in the kingdom of God figuring out what it all means. But here's the reality. You're already there in the mighty name of Jesus. He literally wiped every effect of your sin away. It is literally gone forever by Jesus' blood and his righteousness. Say, Pastor, I'm still struggling. Send me an email. I'll help you. I'll help you beat that thing. Because the only thing you're struggling with is the picture from the past that's called a fiery dart shot by the enemy. But I'm not going to teach that doctrine right now because this is communion. They got my email address and website in there. And the reason they do that is so you can send an email to a preacher and get an answer to your question. Come hang out with us here. We want everybody, young and old, rich and poor, smart and stupid. The reality is nobody's ever shown up here that's been dumb. Every single one of you. We don't have no condemnation.
Seeking God.
As soon as you show up seeking God, God is on the inside of you coming to you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we receive you and your gift. In Jesus' name. I've got 10 verses I'd love to send you. Put them in an email to you. And give you something to study, memorize, look at, study, memorize, look at, study, memorize, look at, study, memorize. Till all of a sudden the revelation of it hits you and you're like, oh, I got it. Mm-hmm. In Jesus' mighty name. Grab your communion elements. Let's receive them together. Pray this with me. I bless these elements.
I bless these elements.
For this time of communion.
For this time of communion with you, Lord.
Jesus, you were wounded.
Jesus, you were wounded.
For my transgression.
For my transgression.
You were bruised.
You were bruised.
For my iniquity.
My iniquity.
The chastisement for my peace.
The chastisement for my peace.
Is upon you, Lord.
Is upon you, Lord.
And by your stripes.
And by your stripes.
I am healed.
I am.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my spirit, in my soul.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
My mind, my will, and my
nothing missing, nothing.
Nothing missing, nothing.
Every joint supplying.
Every joint supplying.
In my body.
In my body.
From your body, Jesus.
From your body, Jesus.
In the body of Christ in my community.
In the body of Christ.
And right here in this community of faith.
Right here in this community of faith.
In Jesus' mighty name. Receive his broken body. Thank you, Jesus, for your love. Now we lift up the cup of blessing. Pray with me. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have reconciliation.
I have reconciliation.
With you, my Father.
With you, my Father.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every sin.
Every sin.
Has been placed in remission.
Has been placed in remission.
In my life.
In my life.
I am a new creation.
I am a new creation.
Old things have passed away.
Old things have passed
and
away.
And all things have become new.
And all things have become new.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every plague.
Every plague.
Has to pass over.
Has to pass over.
And cannot be on me or my family.
And cannot be on you.
And cannot be on Everly. In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I come boldly
to the throne room of grace,
where
I find grace, mercy, and help.
Where I find grace, mercy,
for my assignment every day.
For my assignment every
by
day.
The blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
And the word of my testimony.
The word of my testimony.
I overcome. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
The accuser of the brethren.
Accuser of the brethren.
Is cast down in my life.
And
there's no more condemnation.
And there's no more condemnation.
My conscience is purged.
My conscience is purged.
My robes are made white.
My robes are made
and
white.
I will always be.
And I will always
woo!
Be.
The glorious church.
The glorious church.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
When you come for me.
When you come for me.
In Jesus.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Let's receive his bloodshed. Wow. Let's sing our song. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. It washes white as snow. Well, guys, there it is. Make sure you grab the verse list. Sister Leanne, put it in there. Every one of you, thank you for your comments. Thank you for your questions.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for being a part of this family. Thank you, 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 thank you. Julian and Bamala, we love you. Sister Mary Fernandez, we love you. Just we love you. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. We're glad to have you here. Tomorrow night's question and answer night. So make sure, if you still got questions about this, send it to me an email. Remember, if you put it in there, it's hard to find again. Facebook makes it difficult to get back in there. So send it to me in an email, because that's easy for me to get to and make it happen for you. And I will. If you've sent me an email and you got zero response from me, you need to make sure it got all the way through. Because in this day of big tech being big fools, I don't always get through. And I want to make sure I get the answer to you that you're looking for in Jesus' name. Most of all, tomorrow, Saturday, I pray you wake up with pancakes, bacon, sausage, eggs, cheese, broccoli, chalk, whatever it is you do on Saturday morning.
Wow.
And have a wonderful, wonderful Saturday morning. It's going to be a great night, great day tomorrow at noon. And then tomorrow night, we'll be question and answer session in the mighty, mighty, mighty name of Jesus. Julian and Bamala, I declare the supernatural power of God surging through your veins. And that blood of Jesus.
And besides that, we just really look.
No plague can have any effect on you. and your bodies get younger and stronger. You live long and prosper. Nano, nano. Love you, Becca Chapman. May your sleepy snore, snore, snore. Julian and Vimala, you guys are at the beginning of your day. May you have a wonderful day today. God bless your Saturday. Mary Fernandez, bless yours. We bless you guys. We love you guys.
Thank you all for all of your help tonight.
Velma, Wilma, Mike, Shannon, Dan, and Gwen. Everybody that's here. Those of you I don't see, we love you. Send us an email. Let us know who you are. Click the like. Maxine McDowell. Who's the other one? Rice.
Sally.
Sally Rice. She shows up out there.
Evelyn Robinson
shows up out there. Randy Kidman shows up out there. James Byer shows up out there. We love you. We love you. We love you. And we love you. And Ashley, don't know where you've been the last couple nights, young lady, but we love you too. Think you're going to be able to sleep, Rebecca. You probably got too much chocolate in your system. You might have to call us and talk to us after night. Thank you, Velma, for all of your help. Anything, if you look at it and say, wait, I need help with that, let me know so I can help you make it happen because I value your help and strength. Phyllis A. Raymond, we got our faith with you, and we're rejoicing in the victory in Jesus mighty. I think that, oh, wait, I got to close the verse. Colossians chapter 1, verse 19. For it pleased the Father that in him, Jesus, all the fullness should dwell, and by him to reconcile all things to himself, by him whether things on earth or things in heaven, having made peace through the blood of his cross, in the mighty name of Jesus. Wait, it's done. And you who once were alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now he has reconciled in the body of his flesh through the death to present you holy and blameless above reproach in his sight. And there's some good ones. Hey, love you, Ashley. Wilma Tony. Bless you, Jim. Brother Jim, salute, my brother. We love all y'all. Peace, love, and brotherhood. Till we see again, what we say.
We love you.
We love you.
And God
loves
you.
And Jesus is Lord.
May
the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with
you
all. Bless you, Kathy Angaroni. Bless your mama. Bless your daddy. Bless your brother and your sister all over this land.